Hi, everyone. It's great to be here today. Absolute pleasure. A very special thank you to Mark and Carrie, who is an absolute magician, and the rest of the Upfront team for putting on yet another spectacular Upfront Summit. My name is Deborah Benton. I'm the founder and managing partner of Willow Growth Partners. We are an emerging growth consumer funds, consumer brands fund, and we have the privilege to be the lead investor in Dessois with Katie and Scout. I'm joined here today by two incredible women who are not only building an iconic beverage brand of tomorrow, but at the same time, creating and defining an entirely new subcategory in the beverage sector. So Ms. Perry, speaking of iconic, about the quintessential icon, tell me a little bit about, just so we can set the stage for some context for folks that may not have tried Dessois or know the brand, what is Dessois?
Well, first of all, I was promised if I came here today, I didn't have to use words like cogs. Is it Cox or cogs? Which one is
it? I'll let you decide.
Okay. Hi, everyone. It's so wonderful to be here with so many wonderful people that are interested in growing incredible businesses. Dessois. Which is French for pleasure with restraint, which is what this is called. It's a line of non-alcoholic aperitifs. It's elegant. It's an experience. It has adaptogens in it. It's ready to drink. We also have it in bottles. It's a wonderful alternative for people that maybe don't want to drink every night or want to take a month off or maybe a round off. Labelless. I'm kind of one of those people that like, I'll do a pseudo dry January, but I don't consider myself necessarily completely sober, but I am sober curious. But again,
alcohol flexible.
Yeah. Alk flex. Yeah. I'm an alk flexer. But I'm also 39 and I have a 3.5-year-old. So it's pretty shameful waking up with a hangover when they're like, mommy, are you okay? So I've just found a little bit more balance in life. And, you know, there's a lot I want to do and see and be in the world. And to maintain that kind of equanimity, I wanted to start something and offer something to the consumers that was an alternative, something supportive.
So it's interesting. You know, you've had this extraordinary career, many, many years. Somebody of your stature, I'm sure, is approached with a million ideas to do a whole bunch of different brands, different categories. Why did you want to tackle something like the non-alcoholic category, which, you know, is in its infancy, certainly in the United States? So we knew that there was going to be a little bit of an education. Why this one? Why this category?
Yeah, there's still a lot of education, and we try our best to contribute to that. You know, I think that we're all seeing the effects of alcohol, and, you know, in moderation, everything is fine. But what it can do for us long term, and, you know, generations below us are not as interested in drinking as much. I mean, they'd rather take a little chocolate and go out than, don't laugh, you do it. then get drunk and have a hangover. For me, I just always like to be a part of and synonymous with anything that is supporting, the human, you know, supportive, better for you, wellness, something that is going to help, people feel empowered. Like I am totally happy, being the pop singer that sings empowering songs. I know that that's my role. I know that that's my purpose on the planet. And music is my trunk, but my branches like Dessois or, you know, my shoe line, Katy Perry collections, they all either have joy or wellness attached to them as kind of, you know, the words, the pillar words. So I just like to bring my creative expertise and boldness and, you know, to the marketplace.
And how did you, I know Morgan is in the audience, Morgan is the co-founder as well. Morgan's a master distiller, there she is. Tell me how-
Head witch.
Tell me how you guys, how did you get together? How did you figure this out? You were both at pretty similar stages in your lives, both with young children, both enjoy alcohol occasionally.
Well, Morgan used to make batches of gin in her bathtub, so I think that's more than enjoy. She bathed. We both, you know, are of the same age and have young children. And right before the pandemic, we were talking about doing this. And I had just I was newly pregnant and was on a really long flight. And when I get on these really long flights, you know, they like champagne. You're like, yes. But this time it was only like I was very newly pregnant. I was like, no. But the lady was like, oh, there's this line, you know, that is non-alc champagne. And that was in 2019. And I was like, wow, I've heard of Seedlip and I understand that. And that's really amazing. But this category is growing. I want to be a part of this movement because she poured it in a flute. It had the bubbles. It had the crispness. It had the whole experience. And I was relaxed. And it was really about having that relaxed experience. And so we got together and we started just making our concoctions. Morgan has worked for an alcohol company, been the head distiller of Amass, which does do gin, which is an incredible gin. And Scout runs the operation. And we have a great team that knows way more about, you know, the science and the data and the business than I do. And I'm just
the cogs,
the cogs that I do. And I'm learning all the way.
Amazing. Scout, let me turn to you. So you're an entrepreneur as well, interesting enough, and were part of the founding team. You know, what drew you to the opportunity?
Yeah. So I met Katie and Morgan in 2021. So at that point in time, there was a brand, there was a liquid, there was a website, there was so many things to love. I think for me personally, I had co-founded a Better For You functional snack company before Dessois. So I've really loved certainly the adaptogen space, the functional ingredient space, wellness focused. I think on a personal note, like a lot of people during COVID, I had started drinking more and that—
I think we all did. To be honest.
I'm not alone. Thank you. And, you know, I had tried some non-alc products, but when I tried Dessois for the first time,
it was a no for me.
It was really this light bulb moment and started to dig in more and more into the category and trying to understand, you know, some of these tailwinds that Katie's describing. I think the first thing that I saw, which continues to blow my mind, and you alluded to, Katie, is just that younger generations, Gen Z particularly, they're just drinking less. Everybody's drinking less.
It's those chocolate squares.
Yeah, those chocolate squares. And I'm always like, it's not, you know, it's not—
and the semi-glutide.
It's not the, you know, the generation of red wine is good for your heart health anymore, right? So that was the first thing that I saw.
I hated that being debunked. I really hated that. That was my one thing I could hold on to.
Sorry. And then I think more and more as I've seen, I mean, this year, I think it was almost 30% of US adults participated in dry or damp January. And I think this absolute movement of health and wellness, changing ways, thinking about alcohol is something that I latched onto. And really it was, I mean, everything again, Katie, Morgan, the team, the product, it was the opportunity of a lifetime to build a new category.
Yeah, it's interesting because we had been looking at this category for about 2 or 3 years, a long time. Seedlip, Liars. Internationally, the non-alcoholic category was far more advanced than the United States. Yeah, which is really kind of interesting. So there was some precedent. We believed that it was coming and we tried almost everything on the market when we really wanted to invest behind this. And the brand, the taste profile's really difficult. And if there's one thing with food and beverage, you don't want to be swimming upstream with something that does not taste good. And so when we met you guys and the product, the brand was unbelievable. The liquids were absolutely excellent. I think you were just years ahead, even from the ones on the market in the United States, of everything that we had looked at. Hence the partnership.
I take no credit.
No, I mean, it's a combination, you know, we're only as good as all of us together. So I agree. I mean, I'm really proud of what we've done from the, from the brand, from the marketing, from the font, from the colors, from all the perception, you know. And for me, like, I like shining my light and using my spotlight and taking my socials and pumping it up. But eventually, I just hope that people love Dessois for Dessois and they don't know anything that it's related to.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that means it stands on its own. I'm just here to kind of give it some wings.
Yeah, no, it's actually a great segue because when we first met you, when we were thinking about a partnership, we met you for lunch and had skinny margaritas because they didn't serve Dessois. You know, one of the things that we were really excited about was how you were approaching this. This wasn't, you know, you were pretty adamant and pretty outspoken that, no, you're not the face of the brand. You're not, you know, just putting your name on top of something. This is something that was actually really important to you. You were involved right from the very beginning, creatively, formulations. That was very meaningful for us. That being said, to launch a new brand and to educate, to get content out there, your platform is second to almost none. You know, how do you think about what is the right balance for you in using your personal likeness or your personal brand in promoting Dessois or promoting anything that you're doing? Because it's a tricky balance.
Yeah, I mean, it's just about authenticity, because I think that we can all smell when we're being sold to now. And so, you know, as much as anything that I'm involved with, any company or any branding wants me to post like boom, boom, boom. It's like, hold on, like, let's do this real, because I think the kids get it, and let's see how I use it in my real life. I think that, you know, I've always been an entrepreneur. It's just the brand has been me. Mm-hmm. And now, it's, extensions of me creatively. But it's a balance, just like the drink. And you know, also, making our partners feel really special. Like, we've grown 200% in retailers, which is amazing. And we have over 50%, of our direct to consumer, sales is subscribers, which is really wild. And I feel like that's because we don't send them an email saying, "Hey, you left this in your cart.
Right.
I'm watching you." You know, right. It's like, there's a balance, you know? So especially these days when everybody is vying for everyone's attention when we shop, with all of our products, and there's so much choice.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was going to say too with Katie, that I think is so amazing, is there's always there's the outward facing, right? Like you said, what you can pump, but there's so much behind the scenes beyond the creative. It's like when you got on the phone with the target buyer and your cool sunglasses and you're looking at them and they totally surprise them and wow them.
I think you made that target buyer's day, I'm sure.
And their daughters. Like, it was unforgettable. And I think that those are the places where I think you really understand, like, the jet fuel piece of it, right? Of like, what does it take to accelerate this? It's not just on the stage in front of the scenes, it's also what's happening behind.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say, Katie, I mean, one of the things, anybody that's seen you perform, any of your performances, iconic Super Bowl, Left Shark Lives. I mean, incredible. And your recent residency in Vegas play, I had the privilege to see it. I was blown away. I mean, blown away by how creative it was and how connected you were to the audience. It's really, really extraordinary. Definitely one of your superpowers. How do you leverage those talents, those superpowers in working towards Dessois and building a brand?
The more in tune I am with myself, the better I know my superpower. The more balanced I am, the better I know my superpower. The more stillness I can find within myself, the better I can hear the next creative idea. Mm-hmm. So I use a lot of tools in the mental health space. And, you know, Dessois isn't curing cancer. It's a non-alc aperitif with adaptogens. That's like the basic, but it is an alternative that is going to help you feel better. And, you know, your body is a temple,
right?
And your mind is related to that. And so I think just being a part of something that is supportive and empowering and in that wellness space makes me feel really good. But it's super easy to talk about it because it's what I stand for. It's not like, hey, you know, here's a a check, please talk about our product, which I have done and will do. But this is something that we started from the ground up that right. is really authentic.
And I think that comes across. I think that authenticity really comes across. I mean, even before I met you, I associated you with health. I think you're involved in Bragg as well. You know, there was always this health component, this healthy living component.
Yeah. My mother packed our lunches with wheat bread, sprouts, turkey, no mayonnaise, water, mm-hmm. and a banana. And I hated it because I had nothing to trade. But my gut health is amazing now.
Yeah. You can thank her.
I do.
Let me turn a little bit to this notion of celebrity or talent-led brands. There's no shortage of them. Many are in the market. Some are great. Some are not. How do you approach that? There's different ways that talent can work with brands. You chose to go right from the ground floor as a founder. But how do you, what works? What feels right for you? What doesn't work? What feels inauthentic with other brands that you see?
Yeah, I think we all can admit that it's fatiguing. And sometimes it's just like, it doesn't align. And sometimes you're like, ooh, this doesn't give me a good feeling. Mm-hmm. And so I never really want to be a part of that feeling. But I do think we have to state the obvious is that influencers are here. They're staying. They're a part of us. And, you know, they are moving product. They are speaking well about the product. They are reviewing it in a very conversational manner. And it's just a new way to sell things. Right. And, you know, there are artists out there. Artists are archetypes, and we all need our heroes. We all have our characters in life, and young people look up to them as models. I mean, you know, that's what young people look up to. So they look up to these artists that have different characteristics, and you can pair certain things with those characteristics that feel authentic. And I think that's what we're doing.
Right. I think you have an uncanny ability to connect with people. You know, even watching your show in Vegas, I know, you know, so much of that was not scripted. Like, you really get, you feel the audience, and I think the audience gets that. I think they really do. And I think that's a very special quality.
I love people, and I hope that we can find more connection. I think that's our purpose here, is that oneness.
Yeah.
And we've lived in a real state of kind of individualism, which maybe was necessary for a while, but I feel like we got to get back.
It didn't really work.
No, I think we got to get back to that wholeness and oneness.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. What you were alluding to earlier, it's interesting because I was thinking about this last night. You know, one of the questions I was going to ask you is, you know, was it a natural path to move from, one of the biggest creative recording artists to an entrepreneur? But you were always an entrepreneur. You know, what you were building when you launched your career as a recording artist, that was the beginning of building the Katy Perry brand, the Katy Perry business, which is now a huge business. You have a huge team. You're the CEO of your own business.
No, I'm the COO.
You're the
Chief Opinion Officer.
Oh, yeah. Scout, yeah. Would you agree with that?
I love you for it.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm also like, healthy discourse is so necessary. And,
right.
You know, I'm not just like my way or the highway. It's about research. It's about data. It's about testing. I mean, like, I have folded on flavor stuff that I didn't necessarily want, but the research was there. And I was like, okay, let's meet in the middle.
Right.
But yeah,
that's what a team is, though.
That's
the team that you put around you.
I mean, yeah. That's what I was going to say is I think it's been so intentional between you and Morgan and the diversity and complementary backgrounds. We have John, our COO, who's like the beverage guy. And I just think that we end up getting to the best answer at the end of the day. And I always say it's like healthy tension is really, really important.
Yeah. I mean, in my world, the music world, you're only as good as your last song. and you're only as good as your glam team. And in this world, you're only as good as your infrastructure, your team, your supply chain. Like I have been involved with other products that I'm like, whoa, this is the best thing. This is innovative. Like this is going to change the world. But if the CEO and the CFO have no clue what they're doing, it's not going anywhere.
Right.
So you just got to build your team and they have to be strong.
Yeah, I think you guys have done actually an incredible job at Dissua. You know, when I think about the four people that you just discussed, you know, nobody's a wallflower by any stretch. Lots of opinions. And I, you know, I've been kind of...
Do we have an HR yet?
It's me.
Why are you asking?
We might need one.
Yeah, no, I've been privy to some of those, you know, longer debates around flavor. It mostly comes around flavor, but I think people, you know, your whole team takes it very personally. You're all very close to it. Mm-hmm. It means a lot. It drives, I think, the best decision making. And you're right. It's opinion. It's individual contribution. And then it does come down to data. I mean, it really does.
Yes. And people don't know what they haven't. They don't know and they haven't tried. So like in our AI world, it's like what came first, the AI or like the actual creation? Mm-hmm. It's the creation that came first. So like, just remember there's always going to be a healthy balance of that.
Yeah, which actually I think you guys did a really good job of, because, you know, the flavors that you launched with, very individual flavors, you know, not all of them totally mainstream. A lot of them had their, you know, very particular nuance, and you had people that loved them, and then others were like
polarizing, like
polarizing.
Me. Yes,
I don't think you're very polarizing.
Some of it was polarizing, but it is an aperitif, and it does have adaptogens in it, so it is a little bit elevated and sophisticated. It's meant to be experiential, just like when, you know, your teen tries a wine for the first time, like what the hell are you doing? Or coffee, you know, that is so strong. Like the coffee these days, the kids, like it's dirt.
Yeah.
It's real dirt and they love it. Or the bubble in the carbonated water, it burns your taste buds off. Like, I don't know what it is. People want this kind of this mouth experience.
But to be clear, Dissua is delicious.
Yeah, Dissua is not that.
Says the CEO.
Yes, Dissua, Katie,
Dissua, pulling it back.
Please don't take that out of context. Dissua does have a really nice tight bubble, which I love and appreciate. And it does have a little lasting flavor on your tongue. But it is, we have four flavors currently, and we have another one coming out soon. And you kind of can pick your favorite, try them all. But it's not a soda, but you know, I think when kombucha came out, there was a lot of conversation about it. And now we're like, yeah, kombucha. Great.
Right. Yeah. You know? But this is all part of creating a category.
That's right.
This goes back to
education.
It's education.
Yeah.
So it doesn't happen overnight, but I think it comes with, I mean, how much you've grown. Actually, that's a good point, Scout. Maybe you can talk about, you've had an incredible 2 years. This brand, by the way, launched 2 years ago, 24 months ago. Why don't you talk a little bit about what you've achieved, your success, your challenges, and what you've learned?
Yeah, that's a lot. Loaded question. So first year in business, we really built our online customer base. As Katie mentioned, we have a massive subscription base, which has blown me away because it's so unusual. And it just, I think, has been a proof point that there's stickiness and there's a rituality, right? Again, I go back to my COVID glass of wine or two, and you want to replace that. You want something in that place that feels very sensual. It was probably within the first 2 months of launching, but we started to see all of this inbound wholesale interest. So we hired our head of sales, Ryan, who Katie knows and loves very much. They have a great, sometimes they hate each other, but most of the time they love each other.
I don't hate.
And, you know, I would say what we're really excited about is just continuing to expand and make the product more available. I think what's so important, to come back to this idea of product education, is finding places where you don't live and die alone on a shelf. And so, you know, I mentioned the target buyer. That's one of the accounts that we recently launched. We went from 400 doors in our first year to now 3,000. We'll be in 10,000 by the end of this year.
Yeah, but that's incredible.
It's really, yeah, it's really.
Don't we get an end cap? I know, end cap.
Yes.
Don't we get an end cap soon?
Yes, 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 exactly. With our new flavor, nonetheless. So, I think the whole traction with the brand, and you know, again, the power behind the category has been really very exciting to see.
So, and it's here to stay, by the way.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Like, yes.
The data shows that it's here to stay. It's you know, there's going to be some fall out, which is necessary for the real stuff to rise to the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that, again, coming back to a new category, you have a lot of new entrants. You got, you know, at the same time, the consumer's kind of figuring out what they like. I'm not exactly objective. I think Dissois is the leader in the category, across all of the variables. But there'll certainly be a little bit of consolidation. Some will go away. But I think the consumer, because the tailwind behind this is health. It really is. It's finding an elevated alternative to alcohol. And, you know, you guys have never said, oh, stop drinking. It's, no, drink if you want to. But here's an elevated alternative should you not want to. You know, here's this opportunity. So how do you think, Scott, what are you thinking about the next couple of years? What are you thinking about the future of Dissois?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say, Katie mentioned, more flavors, more shelves. I think really for us being the number one leading non-alc ready-to-drink option. Thank you.
Say it again.
We want to be the number one. We want to cement ourselves as the number one non-alcoholic
ready-to-drink
option.
Katie, what about you? What's your vision for Dissois? And then more personally or professionally, you've just announced that this is your last season on Idol, breaking hearts all across the United States, I'm sure. Can you give us a sneak peek into what we might see from you?
Hopefully I'll be mending those hearts with music. going back to my roots and bringing all of my branches along the way. Which is really exciting, and having that balance, as I go out into the world again as the pop star. There's a season for everything, and I feel like, you know, spring is coming. Winter has finished, spring is coming. And with Dissois, I just want to give
it... I just know that there's Easter eggs in that comment, like,
well,
all over the place.
Well, Easter is in spring, so... Yes. but I just want Dissois to have as much support and education as possible and opportunity. And I hope that this, I think the education is here to stay on wellness and how to treat ourselves better. And, you are what you eat and drink. And so I don't think it's a fad. I think we're entering into that new phase of being. And I'm happy that we're ahead of it.
One last question. I get asked this and I kind of find it annoying, but I really want to turn it on you because I'm genuinely curious. We all have incredibly busy lives. We're all doing a whole bunch of things. You're on Idol. You had a huge residency. You're a recording artist. You do, you're for appearances. You're doing a whole bunch of things and you're a mom. And you have a family. How do you manage?
I try and be a partner.
Where's
how do I manage?
Priority? How do you manage?
My tools, I mean, the older you get, the better you get at living, thank God. If you can try and stick around, the wisdom comes with the age. And now we have things to battle the other things. but I think that it's just about the balance and, Dissois is like, it's an experience for the whole family. Like my daughter, Daisy, calls it Sois and she wants it.
What's her favorite flavor?
Trey Rosé, of course, which is our newest flavor and definitely like our most approachable flavor. And it kind of has that rosé feeling and taste. And so she loves it. Actually, I'd love to serve some if that's okay.
Oh, I would. Would you?
Aren't we going to lunch?
Would you guys like to have some served? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So,
Katie, why don't you, I'm sure we've got some people in the front that would love to try some.
This is Trey Rosé, which I love. This is my favorite. This is also my daughter's favorite. So if you don't like it, you can keep it to yourself because my daughter has taste. Here, drink from the bottle like we usually do, right? Do it. It's cold. No, it's yours now. We're not. No one else is drinking from that afterwards. It's yours. Stephanie, it's yours. Awesome. Thank you guys so much. Enjoy. Here we go. Santé. Thanks, guys. Thank you, everyone.
Thank Thank you, everyone.
Love
Katie and Scout. Thank you so much.